This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to earlier this week. They include a disturbance at Boys and Girls Club of Cody, which isn't Boys and Girls Club anymore. It's just a kids club.
What happened to the boys and girls?
It was too expensive to be a part of Boys and Girls Club.
Oh.
Yeah. So they ended up just being kids club.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. RP says the listed female came over to the club and started yelling at the kids. Unsure why. Well, that's where they're at.
Why are you being children?
If you're gonna yell at, if you want to yell at kids, well, go right where they're hanging around.
Don't go to the senior center.
No, none there. Attempt to locate Doris Miller Park. RP is the mom of one of the missing children. She says that she heard that they are at Highland Park about 4 minutes ago. Officers were already en route for a different call at the same address. C-20 split off to handle it. Disposition. See report. So obviously there's some kids missing in Cody over the weekend, and they were heading off to parks and stuff. So then citizen contact, Mentauk Park, out with juveniles. So those juveniles. This occurring at, it's at 9 o'clock at night, so not too late in the park. Attempt to locate Jubies. RP says her daughter hasn't come home tonight. DFS told the RP to call them. Disposition. Assistance given. So the daughter part of DFS too. They're part of the system. She didn't want to come home to Jubies. So
it's like Romeo and Juliet.
I know. That's how it is. Yeah. Attempt to locate Mentauk Park. RP states he just saw the two missing kids walking through the skate park. They're getting every park in Cody. Disposition, C case. Let's see. Drug related, City Park. RP says there's someone driving around high with drugs in their car. Disposition, unable to locate. Well, did you look up? They were high. So, way up there. So, driving around high with drugs in the car. I'm guessing the drugs in the car had something to do with them being high. So, see, traffic. Let's see. Driving with no headlights at 3:37 a.m. Yeah.
Oh.
And got cited for driving with no headlights.
Good.
Yeah.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
In some parts of Wyoming, it gets dark at 3:30 in the morning. So some parts.
Just some parts.
Yeah. Traffic stop, 17th. Warned for failure to obey posted regulation and illegal U-turn. Disposition. Warning issued. So usually it's right in front of the no U-turn sign.
Of course.
That's how it works. Let's see. Motor vehicle crash at Arby's. RP states that his car was hit at Arby's. And he's at the law enforcement center to get a report. Disposition. See case. When you don't move quick enough in the drive-up window line, sometimes people will smash into you.
I need roast beef.
Yeah. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance at the meadery. The meadery. I'll have a salad. Ow, he's not punching me. RP says that the business open above is open for business, but when she went in, there's no one to be found. That music is playing, and she was calling for someone while on the phone with dispatch. Disposition unable to assist. So maybe that's what it is. It's they trust you not to steal their meadery. Meadery.
Just jump back there and cook your own stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. If it's, you can actually buy meat or
it's
a restaurant?
It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It's that one. It's kind of kitty corner across the street from the courthouse.
Oh.
It used to be a coffee place, I think. Yeah, oh, you okay. Haven't seen the meadery?
No, I have not.
It's so, right there on the main drag, buddy.
Well, this occurring at 6:20 p.m.
You think that would be prime meadery open
think
hours?
So. That's when usually us carnivores are looking for meat
exactly.
At 6 p.m. So
exactly.
Maybe that would be a good time to have someone. Well, at least they had music there. Probably, again, air supply.
Did anybody check the restroom?
Yeah, thank you.
I'll be out in a minute. Just give me a break.
Mislead assistance, Gail Lane. Someone complained about RP having a yard sale.
Oh,
like, speak with an officer, disposition, assistance given. So, yeah, those yard sales, they're just pesky, Russ. All they do is attract drug addicts.
And grandmas.
And grandmas.
What?
Nuisance complaint, A Street. RP says there's a party going on across the street. Cars parked all over the road. RP isn't worried about the party, but he's worried about cars on the road. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. He's already looked for his invitation. It's not there either.
That's so, what he was worried
yeah.
about.
Yeah. So, domestic, Baker Drive. RP says the listed male hit her a couple times. He is at his house on Salisbury. Suspect was highly intoxicated, per RP. RP says no weapons at his house. RP did have to mace him to get him to back away. RP injured, ambulance page, disposition CK. So the guy will be, we will have red eyes is what he'll have. So
I've never said that before. Now, where did I put my mace?
Yeah, well, usually this person had it already there.
I guess.
Dealing with this guy, so... attempt to locate Jubies. RP states her daughter has not arrived home, was told to be home around 6 p.m. Disposition, assistance given. This is around midnight. I'm guessing she's not coming home.
So. She's off with that Capulet boy.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Sheridan Avenue. RP states her son just got home and stated there were some kids possibly having a fire between Sheridan Hill behind the houses at the end of Cougar, and there were multiple other kids still there. Disposition, gone on arrival. They didn't start the fire, darn it. So
Billy Joel did.
Yeah. So let's see. Harassment, Cody High School. And then it just says cyberbullying. I guess that's what, you know, now the fat people who can't move around can bully because they can do it online from the basement of their house because they can't get their pants on. So,
if I crack somebody over the head with my laptop, is that cyber?
Yeah, that's
bullying?
Cyber bullying there too. So that's cyber assault.
Oh
so,
yeah,
threats. Shoshone Court apartment. Neighbor is yelling at her, making threats to the RP over laundry. Disposition, unable to assist. Unable to assist. So you got to buy underwear that doesn't cause arguments, Russ, or fist fights. I don't know. It's we'll find anything to fight. I hate your pants.
Well, I keep looking, but everything I see is just argument-inducing.
Yeah. Harassment, Cedar Mountain Center. RP says one of her patients came to the care center emotionally distraught. Her boyfriend was asked not to come to the center, but came anyways. He is out in front of the center waiting for her to come out, disposition unable to assist. So... the boyfriend was asked not to come to the center, so I'm guessing he has caused a stink there before. Yeah. Intoxicated subject, Glade Court. RP says there's six intoxicated males in her house that are watching football, not leaving. Well, every housewife's dream of getting this, she's going to be getting a prize. How many housewives have said, God, we should just call the cops and get these guys out of here?
There you go.
They're sneak, watching football.
Sneak around the back, find that power box, hit the switch. Oh, no! Better head downtown to see if the game's on.
Oh, it's just, she has had enough of these guys. Six of them.
Six of them.
And they're watching football and drinking.
Oh.
And this occurring on Sunday night, so that's... it's one of those things.
Well, they'd probably been there since 11 a.m.
They could have been for the early game,
yeah.
You know. And then this gal has had enough of it. So, child welfare, Meadow Lane. RP says there's been a child screaming at the above location for 30 minutes. She attempted to knock on the door, but no one answered. Disposition, assistance given. So she didn't really attempt to knock. I'm sure she knocked. I'm going to try knock. I don't know how to do it. Yank your hand back.
Oh, ow, oh, injury.
How does this work? How do I make a noise on the door?
Was the knocking louder than the screaming?
Yeah, so, but it didn't say if the screaming was still going on while you're knocking. Mm. We don't know. So, anyway, it was, she attempted to knock.
Threw her shoulder out. Oh, yeah. So. Oh, knock injury. And I tell you, living across the street from a city park, children scream for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
It's not always distress.
No, well, just being, you know, children is what they are.
Exactly.
So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they ask you not to mace Tim if you see him at Aldridge's.
He's harmless.
Yeah, he is, so... Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.